Test 3. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a woman talking to a man about joining a drama club. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, Robert Gladwell speaking.
Oh, hi. My name's Chloe Martin. I was given your name and phone number by Ben Winters. I work with him and he said you're a member of Midbury Drama Club.
Yes, I am.
Well, I've just moved to the area and I'm keen to join a drama club.
Great. Yes, I can give you some information. We're one of the oldest drama clubs in the area, as the club started in 1957. We now have about 60 members. Our youngest member is 10, and our oldest member is 78.
The year the drama club started was 1957. So 1957 has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello, Robert Gladwell speaking.
Oh, hi. My name's Chloe Martin. I was given your name and phone number by Ben Winters. I work with him and he said you're a member of Midbury Drama Club.
Yes, I am.
Well, I've just moved to the area and I'm keen to join a drama club.
Great. Yes, I can give you some information. We're one of the oldest drama clubs in the area, as the club started in 1957. We now have about 60 members. Our youngest member is 10, and our oldest member is 78.
Oh, I think I saw a picture in the newspaper the other day of some of your members being presented with a prize.
Yes, the youth section did very well in a competition and won £100, which will help with their next production. Anyway, tell me a bit more about yourself.
Well, I've done a bit of acting. I was in a couple of musicals when I was at university, and a historical play more recently.
We mainly do comedy plays. We get good audiences for that kind of thing. We haven't attempted a musical yet, but we might do one soon.
When do you usually meet?
On Tuesdays.
Well, presumably I'll need to do an audition.
Yes, there were a few auditions last Tuesday, and we'll be doing more at our next meeting, which is in 2 weeks' time. That's on Tuesday, the 12th of March. There'll be another opportunity 2 weeks after that, which will be on the 26th of March.
Oh, well, I can come to your next meeting, and if I don't get an acting part in a play, I'd be happy to help with something else. I've designed publicity before.
Great. We're very short of people who can do that. So that would be really good. There are a lot of people who like making scenery, so we get plenty of help with that, but we haven't got enough people to do the lights at the moment. So, if you think you can do that, or you have any friends who would like to, do bring them along. We can show you what to do if you haven't got any experience.
I'll have to think about it. So, do you meet in the theatre?
We do our performances in the Manor Theatre, but we only hire that for the nights of the actual performances. We meet to rehearse every Tuesday evening in the community hall. We rent a room there.
Oh, I'm not sure where that is. I'll be coming by car because I don't live in the town centre.
It's in Ashburton Road. As you're coming towards the centre, down Regent Street, you need to turn left at the crossroads.
Oh, I know. There's a big car park down there, just before you get to a hotel. It's on the other side of the road from the sports centre.
That's it. That's the closest place to leave your car, and you don't have to pay in the evening to park there. We meet at 7:30, and we usually finish by 9:30 or 10.
OK.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
I haven't mentioned that we have to make a charge. Everyone pays a subscription of £180 to be a member for a year. You can pay for the whole year at once, or you can pay £15 every month. It works out the same. There are reductions for retired people and under 18s, but I don't think you come into either category.
No, I'm 26.
Oh, that fee covers all the costs, like photocopying of scripts and producing the posters, but it excludes the costumes for the performances. We ask people to pay for the hire of those themselves. It does mean they look after them properly, as they know they won't get their deposit back otherwise.
Can I come along to the next meeting, then?
Of course. We'd love to see you. And if you want to know more about how we run the auditions or the next play we're doing, why don't you give our secretary a ring? She'll be really pleased to help you.
Oh, what's her name?
It's Sarah Sawdicott. That's S-A-W-D-I-C-O-T-T.
Oh, got that. And her phone number?
I've only got a mobile number for her. Just a minute. Let me find it. Ah, yes. It's 07955-240063.
Great. Thanks for your help.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now turn to section two.